6/9/2019. It's the weekend market chatter. Looks like the market finished the week out on a green day. All four of the indices look to be up. SPY is up 1%. The Dow is up 0.98%, so just shy of 1%, you could say. The Russell 0.71%, so just a little off of 1% move here in the indices. Where's technology? The QQQ. Oh, technology where it was a leader, coming in at 1.93%, so just shy of 2%. With technology being a leader, looks like Facebook and Amazon being the beneficiaries of that, along with crude oil and Apple, followed along by volatility, and it's followed along by Google. So FANG played a big part in this rally, and so did energy. Currently, the treasuries, which lately the market has been buying as safety, closed the day out green also, with the 30-year coming in at 0.65%. and the 10-year coming in at 0.23%. So small gains, but to say the least, treasuries have been doing well since about looks like about 11.8, 11.7, somewhere through there. This is 2018. So since about 11.7, 11.8, the market has been buying safety through the treasury market. Long term, it appears, with the 30-year getting taken there. Let me see about the 10-year. Same thing with the 10-year. 5-year, 2-year. Alright, so now we're going to compare that to volatility, and we'll see where the market stands on this. Same thing. In fact, they bought volatility shortly after they bought our safety in the treasury market. So it's safe to say that the market is gearing up for something big in the market. If you've been following my podcast, you know I do recession watches. So nothing has changed, and the money is starting to position itself for something big down the pipeline. So be on the lookout for that. I have a podcast coming if anything does break. But I can tell you this, the market is well prepared for it. So they're foreseeing, like I'm foreseeing, there can be trouble ahead. Alright? Alright, so with that being said, I did a little digging. Well, not really digging, just a little research on the economy here at home and abroad. I guess let's tackle here first. I didn't really look far. I looked at the money and just the consumers, but something just stood out to me. Alright, so this is basically the consumers, and we're looking at money, basically the money flow. Consumer confidence, and this is in points. Consumer confidence stands at 100. That's in points. So 100 being pretty high, consumer confidence is pretty high, okay? Followed by is retail sales coming in month over month, and this is in percentages. Retail sales are 0.2% negative. They're in the red. I found that to be a little strange that the consumer's confidence was so high, but retail sales were negative. I just felt that was a little odd there, but that's just the way economics work out sometimes. Something else that stood out to me in here was consumer spending is up, and this is in billions. Like $130 billion consumers have been spending, and that's as of May 19th. The consumers have spent about $130 billion. Disposable income, they spent about $159 billion, almost $160 billion. That's wow, that's a lot of money to consume, and that's as of disposable income is as of April 19th. But needless to say, consumer spending is on the rise. It's definitely on the rise. Our personal spending is down, and this is in percentages, is 0.3% as of April 19th. Personal spending is down. Overall spending, so I'm taking that consumer spending really takes into account everything you need, housing, food, and say yada yada yada, and that's why that number is so high. But we go here like personal spending, like spending on yourself, your actual self. That's pretty low. And personal income, this is also in percentages, is 0.5% as of April 19th. Although it's up, it's still extremely low, 0.5% in personal income. So we should have a bigger bump there, to say the least. Personal savings, this is in percentages too, it's only 6.2%. That's as of April 19th. And that's extremely low. Consumer credit is on the rise as of April 19th, and that's like $17.5 billion that the consumers have taken in debt, essentially through loans, some form of loans, credit cards, cars, houses, whatever it may be. But it's as high as, basically on all-time highs at this point. And private credit is also the same thing. Bank lending rate is coming in at 5.5%, and that's just the benchmark rate that they're getting at. That's the ground floor, so you could be getting anywhere from 5.5 to 30%, depending on where you fall at within that credit system. Optimism is high, though. Economic optimism is high. The index 58.6. Chain store sales are down. Gasoline prices are up 75 cents, which is true. Household debt to GDP, this is percentage of GDP, is 76.3% of the overall debt of the GDP. So basically, consumers and the private sector make up 76% of the debt of the GDP. So I thought that was real interesting. So economically, we're not as strong as it seems that we are, because it's being padded by the banks. Essentially, it's just the banks are doing quantitative easing through the credit market. Essentially. Oh, and something else that stood out to me: the money supply out there is obviously down because of the Federal Reserve is raising their rates. But something stood out to me, the balance sheets of the Federal Reserve and the banks. Now, the Federal Reserve's bank sheet is empty, basically it's flat, meaning they don't have no debt or anything sitting on their balance sheet right now. And my theory is that they're doing that because the bank's balance sheet is full. And I just told you the credit number, so that's why it's full. They're sitting on all the debt from the private sector and the people. But their balance sheets are full. They got a lot of it over there. But the Federal Reserve don't have any. So my theory is the Federal Reserve have cleared out. They basically cleared out their account in the case of any kind of financial collapse or anything, so they can get that debt off of the bank's balance sheet and onto theirs, because the Federal Reserve, they can carry it over there. They make the money, so it won't hurt them. But the banks couldn't live with that. So to free them up so they can function properly in the face of any kind of downturn or financial collapse, which is probably likely to happen in the near future, the Federal Reserve can step in and say, all right, we can take that debt off your hands. And when the smoke clears, you know, whichever debt is still even standing at that point, the banks will get it back and it will go back to business as usual. But the good thing about this, by the Federal Reserve doing this, it allows the banks to take more risk, meaning it's better for the people because you probably will get that loan now knowing that the banks know that the Federal Reserve got their back. So now they're more willing to get a little more flexible in getting a loan. So I would encourage, if you're looking for a loan, this probably be the time you could take a stab at it. What you're up against, though, is sometime in the near future, we may get some kind of financial collapse. I may do a podcast on that, so we'll see. Alright, so what else do I got? This week, we got a lot of the central banks up on tap. I know we're going to get the UK GDP, which currently stands at 0.5% as of March 19th. Russia likely to cut their rates. That's what the analysts are saying, to 0.25 basis points. That thing they're going to meet on Friday. The overnight rate is currently at 7.75% currently. Safe to say they ain't playing over there. If you can get that bond, it's a money maker. You know, as long as they keep paying, it's definitely a money maker if you can buy it. The Swiss national banks are up. They got a rate decision coming this week. They currently are running negative rates at 0.58%. Analysts are expecting them to leave the rate at 0.58%. Central Bank of Turkey, they're up this week. Analysts are expecting them to currently leave their rate unchanged, but their rate is currently at 18.12% on overnight rate. So, safe to say inflation is a problem in Turkey. Safe to say. China trade balance is also up. It's positive as of April 19th. It's positive. Inflation is expected to go up. That's coming from China this week also. It's currently at 2.5%. Retail sales is coming this week. Currently is down. As of April 19th, it's down. And lending and investments is also coming this week. So that should definitely be a good one there. Give you some kind of feel of what's going on in China right there. Basically around the world, especially with Russia, is always good to find out what the central banks are doing over there. In the UK, their GDP is definitely important. Also this week, we got Japan. Their final estimate of Q1 GDP is coming. Currently is at 0.8% as of March 19th. We're going to get India's CPI, which is currently at 2.92% as of April 19th. Oh, yeah, side note, got OPEC. OPEC say they're not, well, hold on, OPEC, they say they're not going to cut back. You know, they're going to keep pumping. Yeah, they're not going to cut back. You know, they're trying to get prices down. So basically, they say they're going to basically flood the market. I mean, they're going to cut it back. I mean, my bad. They're going to cut it back. Cut their supply to push the prices higher. That's my bad. But yeah, they're going to cut their supply to the point where the prices ain't going to have no choice but to go up. But simply because you got other players out there now in the oil game, they may be able to step up and fill that plug, fill that hole, and keep prices stabilized. So oil is definitely going to be something to keep your eye on because OPEC is a big player in the crude oil industry. And they're going to attempt now to cut their supply and hoping it will stimulate the price of oil, of crude oil. But it's been known for the masses to thwart that plan because they got other big players in crude oil. You can look it up. But they will essentially step in and fill that supply gap and it will keep the prices down. So something to keep your eye on. Oh yeah, and Mexico, the trade deal between the United States and Mexico, the tariffs. They got struck a deal. Mexico is going to do its part on the border. So Google it, but the deal has been done. So we don't have to worry about tariffs on Mexico anymore. Well, but there are new tariff threats on Cuba. That just came out this weekend too. So from what I can see, it can affect oil because they are a big producer of oil and tourism, because the U.S. has already stopped tourism from going to Cuba. I'm not really sure what it's about, but I'm pretty sure you can look it up, Google it, and get more information about that. Alright. So at this point, I think that's about it. Yeah, I think that's about it. So everybody, I guess, and keep your ear to the street, and I do mean Wall Street. Definitely keep checking out my podcast, and to the people who are going through my archives now, listening to them like crazy, thank you. That's what it's there for. So I may get into another podcast. I'm still debating about that. Some heavy stuff, but we will see. So till next time, just keep listening to me. I'm out.